Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics. Happy 1st of March. You are here tonight with Eileen, DC Love, and our wonderful friend Ryan. And we are thrilled to be here with you tonight. We're looking to an exciting show. As DC pointed out to me a little bit earlier, spring is coming. And so with that said, I'd like to bring DC on and then Ryan. DC, welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Happy March, but also happy full moon in Virgo, also known as the Worm's Moon, Eileen.
I know, and it's so, like, what is this, the third or fourth full moon in Virgo?
In Virgo, and they call it the full worm moon because now you're going to see those little wormies coming out of the ground, and pretty soon those red rabbits will be back. This is going to be a time that could be a little crazy. It's going to be a time that we really have to address those issues, you know, that we've been putting to the side. If we need to get organized, we better get organized because we're going to be able to manifest. So, you know, don't take, you know, like crazy energy or anything around you. Don't take it personally. It's going to be okay. And the funny part is that, you know, this is a good time if you need to go to rehab or see a psychologist. I would advise calling us as well. I think.
Why is it a good time for that?
Yeah, so it's just crazy. But that's what that's what I'm saying here. You know, it's a good time to either go to, if you have to a rehab or a psychologist, or it's also a good time to, you know, to go to a spa. If you could go to a spa, go to a spa. So it's just like crazy energy.
What makes you say that it's a good time to go to a psychologist or rehab?
I read that online. This is what one of the astrologists wrote, that it's a good time to go to see a psychologist.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, well, you can call Angel Antics, you know, if he knew about us, he could put that there as well. You know, psychologist.
That's perfect advice. That way, instead of a psychologist, they're actually consulting with their higher self. We're just giving the messages through them, right?
Oh, definitely. And Eileen, I don't know if you've been reading my Facebook post, but I had a little thing going on with Jackson where he would say Grampy, but he wouldn't say Grammy. He'd look at me and say Noni. He'd say Noni. I said, no. I said, I'm Grammy. You can say Grampy really clearly. Why can't you say Grammy?
But you say no too often. You're Noni because you say no too often to him.
But it is, I make him macaroni and cheese. It's his favorite meal. And he usually has some left over, so that goes home with him. And he calls macaroni Noni, so I'm known as Grammy Macaroni.
Perfect.
Noni,
well,
so you can call me.
I also want to introduce Ryan, who's here with us tonight. Hi, Ryan. How are you tonight?
Hello, ladies. How's it going? Wonderful to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Good. Thrilled to have you with us.
Just a quick little preamble here. I'm a natural-born healer. I channel the higher vibrational frequent realms to heal people on four different planes, the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical planes. And I think DC Love just nailed it. Right now, there's an energy shift going on. There's something going on with Claire's. In the last, I would say the last maybe 8 or 10 weeks, I have a lot of customers who are trying to open up their Claire's, and I think their guides and their angels are pushing them to do that. They're pushing them to do that, and there could be a multiple reasons. Maybe it's past life experiences, crossovers, you never really know. But once they open up their pineal glands and they wake up to who they truly are and their abilities, and you mentioned this earlier, I think, DC, when they just drop their shoulders and relax and say, ooh, and just accept who they truly are, then I think the ebb and flow will be there. And that's how it happened to me. That's my personal experience anyway. So thank you.
Beautiful. But Ryan, I was talking before back in December
that there was going to be a lot of energy opening up and there would be a lot of people coming into their own. and that those of us that are already light workers are going to be called upon to do more and more work, and because there's going to be more and more people coming forward that will want to be working in the light, which working in the light is also about opening up your clairs. So I agree with you, Ryan, that is really truly the direction that is happening right now, and that energy is actually not meant to actually go away. It is meant to continue a forward movement from the December point in December on. So I'm very excited to, I've had a few new customers, clients, Reiki clients come in the last few months. And I really am seeing those people that you're talking about shifting, Ryan. So totally agree with you tonight.
And Eileen, I just wanted to mention, Ryan had been having a little problem with his little buds, the earbuds there. And his grandfather has come in to this show now, and he's with him because he wants to make sure that you clearly communicate those beautiful messages, Ryan. So I'm getting the grandfather. And, you know, you say Uza, and he would say, ah. For him, you know, he likes your Uza, but he says, ah. So that's what I was hearing. And he's just giving you a great big bear hug right now.
Which
my
sounds like both of those are just all about taking a nice deep breath.
Yeah. You know, it's either my grandpa was New Skier or my grandpa Dragna. They both in transition.
Doesn't have
several
kind of
years.
Like an illness or cancer, because I'm getting like some kind of like an illness, and I think
that
this
was
person
like,
was really.
That was my grandpa was a New Ski. He was a mountain of a man. He died of cancer in the colon or I think it was the colon. I'm thinking colon or liver. Maybe it was colon. Four stage colon cancer. Passed away many, many years ago. A big guy, mountain of a man. And I appreciate you for bringing that up. Thank you so much. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, he was your dynamic, Ryan. He said you're amazing and just keep up the good work.
You're going to make me start to cry. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm just blessed by the two of you. You know, we're connecting with this beautiful energy, and I'm just so thankful. I'm in a state of gratitude because everything that we're able to do, it's just so amazing. You know, it's just so beautiful.
Right.
That's good stuff.
Big things. It's all about those baby steps and just doing one little act of kindness for someone around you, someone you don't know, absolutely being 100% altruistic and never expecting anything in return. And I think that's actually the most important thing is that, you know, if you don't know what altruism is, get out a dictionary, Google it on, Google, but really find out what the definition of altruism is and try to be that. If, you know, it's not that you can be at 100%, but if you just try, you make a difference in other people's lives, and as you do that, you make a difference in your own life.
And Eileen, I have to say, I've been having like a couple issues here and there, and I talk to myself, of course, you know, and I hear your mother in my head.
I hear my mother in my head all the time. She's always with me.
You know, it's like she's saying, do you see me take a little off with
Patrick,
you know?
Ah, girls, I hate to tell you this, but she's with me all the time. My mother has been around so much since I've been really doing the work on the radio. It's unbelievable. She very rarely goes aside from me, and she comes in at any moment of the day or night.
Mama's always like talking about a glass of spirits here. So what did she like to drink?
I hate to tell you this. My mother was never a heavy drinker. My mother would have a glass of wine and she'd be, My mother would have a glass of wine. She'd get to the second glass, she'd be on her face. She'd have, if she was out for any reason, she might have two drinks and that'd be it.
Okay, well, she's just saying, have a drink with her. And I've been drinking wine, so it has to be your mother.
Well, she did like wine. I will say she did like wine. She used to go next door to the neighbor lady. She'd get her dinner on the stove. And once she got it going, she'd turn it down to simmer and keep it on warm. And she'd go over to the neighbor lady's house and they'd share a glass of wine, usually just one. And then she'd head back home and finish up the dinner and get it on the table for the family.
God bless. So she's been around me too. Like I said, I'd get a little frustrated, and your mom would come right in. So it's hysterical.
Yeah, she was really a charming, very charming.
Yeah.
Just made you laugh. Always made you laugh. She's such a love. So, yeah, I find my mom's with me a lot. So I'm pretty excited about that. She always had such a great connection with family.
At the beginning of the show, right before like we came on, I felt like your brother-in-law was he's with you. Have you felt his presence?
My brother-in-law?
Your brother. Is it your brother that's in spirit? Because I've seen like that the male that had – I remember you said he had passed – He was sick and then he had
passed. Yeah. In 2014,
so he's the one that
my brother. But we were not close. We weren't close at all. He came in around a couple of times just after he passed away. But that's about it. Now him and my mom are close.
Well, he's been watching over you, and you know what? Don't be surprised. Like I said, if you feel different things around the house, okay. Because I sort of feel like, you know what, now that he went over on the other side, he rejoined the family is what I'm getting. Rejoined the family, okay?
Uh-huh.
So he's just been trying, I think he's been trying
I'll
to connect
you know
with you.
I'll let you know after I cross over myself.
Oh, you're bad. You're so, so bad.
We'll have coffee talk amongst ourselves.
It's just the energy of the is just like kind of crazy, and my grandson Jackson is a leap year baby, so today is actually his birthday, but there's no 29th, so it's March 1st, so we celebrated yesterday. So between hanging out with Jackson and the full moon, and it's just been crazy energy.
How fun. Well,
yeah,
I will
all
say
fun.
Things have been crazy around here, but I'm not even going to go into that. So, but that's all good, yeah. So anyway, we do have a couple of callers, and we should probably, you know, take them. We don't have too many right now, so, I mean, we can't give them too lengthy of a reading, but, you know, we can give them what we can, just, you know, watch ourselves, but just know that we don't have too many, and we'll be able to give these guys an actual, decent reading tonight. So my first caller, who has been waiting patiently for almost 30 minutes, is from the 914 area code. 914, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Nikki.
Nikki, welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us tonight?
I was wondering if you had any messages right now, because my son's godfather has been in the hospital now for a week and a half and just seems to be getting worse.
All right. Well, let's see what they have to tell you.
Okay, I'm getting someone in spirit, Nikki, that's feeling like, you know, these overwhelming emotions that have been going on, and I feel like it's a woman in spirit. Okay, it's a woman. I'm getting possibly maybe, I don't know if she, like, September or December, I'm getting, you know, like, maybe like the 12th of a month or December is when I'm getting. Could it possibly, like, be maybe like a grandmother figure?
Maybe his grandmother.
Okay, because I see a grandmother figure, like, around everyone is what I'm being shown. And just, like, she's acknowledging, like you said, the emotions that are going on. So she's been around, hon. Okay, and have you guys heard any, like, knocking noises from spirit to get your attention?
Because
I'm hearing, like, knocks, you know, like knocks at doors and things. So I don't know where.
Yeah, actually, tonight it was just me and my son in the house, and I heard a couple things thinking, like, someone was there.
Yeah. So I'm just, she's feeling like you said, the depression and everything, then, you know, the sadness around everybody. And she's just like trying to have you guys, and like, letting you know, like, hey, I'm here for you. Don't be surprised if you like look out the window or if you look in a mirror and stuff and you just get a glance at someone, because that's her. She's hanging out with you guys. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And just know that, you know, you guys are all protected, and You've got to trust God and the higher power with, you know, with your grandfather, okay?
Okay.
and just leave it, you know, just ask the angels to come in and, you know, really give you guys the peace that you need with the situation, hon. Okay, and like I said, the grandmother figure, she's around with you guys. Do you know, like, what her name was, hon? Because I'm getting, like, an L or an I. I'm not sure if it's an L or an I.
No, I don't. I'm trying to think, and I can't remember what it was. I never
okay.
knew her.
Okay.
His daughter was actually, his wife was pregnant with their daughter when she had passed.
Okay. Well, she's just, you know, she's just there and trying to just, like I said, comfort you guys is what I'm getting in regard to, like, what you asked. But for you, yourself, honey, you're going through a beautiful time of spiritual growth and transformation. I don't know if you're feeling that.
Some ways, yeah, some ways, no. And I think right now, because of everything going on, it's just been overwhelming with everybody.
And you've got to just, you know, you've got to go with the flow, accept yourself, accept your life, just as it is, like, at this time, in this current moment. Okay, you're going to move forward, you're going to heal, but you've got to accept everything. And you've got to accept the journey, you know, and it, whether it's good or bad, you just have to accept it, okay? So
yeah.
Honor yourself, honey, and you really have to tell yourself how much you love you, honey, Nikki. You know, I want you to just say aloud to yourself, you know, I love you, Nikki. I accept you and I honor you. And when you say that, you're going to feel this amazing energy going throughout your whole entire body. And you're going to feel that, you know, that gratitude, okay? So you've really got to accept yourself as you are. You've got to accept others as well as they are. And this is going to be a time of healing, okay?
Okay.
So know that the angels are with you. And like I said, you're transforming. And, you know, that in itself, without the other stuff going on in your life, can be crazy, you know? It could cause a lot of chaos. It could cause, you know, difficulties. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm crumbling like a cookie. And things are not falling apart. They're actually falling together for you, okay? So when this is
okay.
all said and done, this is going to be something that you could really, you know, be happy about, be excited. It's going to be a positive time. And the change that is coming is going to be for your betterment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting, they're showing me a crystal. The angels are showing me a crystal, and it's called Snowflake Obsidian. So I don't know if you're into crystals, but that's what they're showing me, okay?
All right.
So, I mean, look it up and see if it resonates with you. And if it resonates with you, you know, I would think about, you know, if you don't have one, I would think about purchasing one. Okay, but this is a time for you to, you know, let go of all the stuff that no longer serves you. You've got to go inward and you've got to focus. You have a beautiful, you know, path ahead of you and you've got to be mindful, okay?
Yes.
So you've got to stay in the present moment and, you know, take one small little step, and as you do, you're going to see that the angels are going to walk with you, and they're going to help you to get to your destination, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you like music or things like that? Because I hear, like, soft music, like, you know, in my head in the background. Okay, do you like the arts or music? Because I'm getting, you know, like, I'm sort of, like leaning towards, like, music, okay?
Yes, no, I do. That, and that's, I actually like sitting in my car alone so I could kind of listen to what I want to and just...
You could sit quietly and you get time. You seem to find clarity with that music on, like, low and just, like, beautiful, you know? Because you know what you're doing? You're just sort of like you're in a different state of mind. You're not thinking constantly and you're quieting your mind and you're listening to the music, but you're allowing spirit to come in with its messages, okay? Does that sound something, you know, that does that resonate with you?
Yes.
So keep up with the music, hon, and God bless you. I'm going to turn you over to Ryan and to Eileen. Take care, Nikki.
Thank you. 1 minute, baby.
All right. Thank you, DC. And Ryan, what do you have for Nikki?
Hey, Mickey, how's it going? This is Ryan.
All right.
All righty. So as I was scanning your energy field here, and I was jotting notes down here, kind of half listening to my spirit team here. And I've got this circled many times on my notepad here. Your pineal gland, okay? I don't know how to put this. This is your angels and guides have been pushing you subtly to to have you awaken, spiritually awaken your pineal gland, which is your sixth chakra, your third eye, whatever you want to call it. But like me and my own spiritual experience, Mickey, you've had to go through a sequence of events to have it open up. But right now at this moment in time, you're hesitant, you're full of grief. And I agree with DC on this. When you wake up in the morning, Mickey, go to that mirror in your bathroom, look yourself in the hairy eyeball and say, I love you, Mickey. You're the best. You are the best. And this is your opportunity to grow and blossom in your mediumship abilities. And it's similar to me. I mean, you know, for me, it took a sequence of events, just like you are going through right now. I'm in my mid-40s. I haven't been a medium or a healer for the last 20 years. I just started 3 years ago, and everyone knows that. But it took a series of events for that to happen for me to spiritually awaken. So I would encourage you, brace your abilities, because right now my third eye got really cold when I was listening to you. So right now what I would like you to do as kind of like a corrective action is to go ahead and process your grief in the way that works for you, and just to embrace the person who you truly are. And it's an ability. It's not a gift. So I would encourage you to do a lot of meditation, walk out in nature, because you are a part of the I Am. You are a part of the ability to help people in your own capacity, in your own abilities. And this is what my spirit team is telling me right now. So does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cause like I said, you're going through a sequence of events right now. I did the same thing. I died twice in my life. And I came back. I got kicked back. They said, you're not done, Ryan. I'm like, okay, all right. I submit. Okay, I'm not done. So, just ebb and flow. Take it easy and let it come to you. So with that, I'll pass. Unless you have any questions for me.
No, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Ryan is right on. And so is DC, but before I go there, I'm going somewhere else first. And that is that you actually really need to open your heart and mind right now and take in any heartfelt advice that your grandfather is sharing with you right now. It's, you know, we all move on, but I do see that you're going to come into a time of sadness and that you are going to need to heal. Some of this is forgiving other family members, working through the process of family and each person's emotions, because everybody carries them differently. Nothing is or isn't. It is about how you feel. And so know that as you are going through this, allow yourself your feelings, because it's going to be important. And you're going to have to use some ingenuity and some originality as you process through what's going on. With that said, I agree with Ryan. We go through experiences that bring us forward. And he had his experience maybe 5 years ago, and maybe it came through, took a couple of years to process, because experiences don't process. Well, sometimes they do in one day, but moreover, it's a journey. And so as you process through things and you journey and you realize more about what allows your heart to feel and what you're most connected with is where your journey takes you. And Ryan is only been a reader for 3 years. For being only a reader for 3 years and only really tapping, he's amazing. He really does feel the energy. He reads the vibration. He resonates with it, and he allows spirit to say through his tongue what they want to deliver to one another. And he does a great job. And know that you have that ability too. What I see in you is that innately, you have a divine knowledge. You have the ability to truly help others through who you are. You learn these things through spiritual teachings. But in the past, you have been a high priestess. So know that this is part of you already. It is time for you to be that butterfly and transform. Open yourself up to the new experiences, including processing through the illness of a loved one. That is one of the things that does help us connect to how we feel and truly opens us up. Ryan is very right about your third eye. It's like it's open, but it's kind of like you have your hand covering it because you're afraid to see. But it is your time. It is your time to open up and grow and take this journey. So please, don't be afraid of it. The change is coming now. It will bring you great blessings. You are going to experience enormous change, but it will be all for the better. And one of the things that I truly resonated with you on what you said was sitting in your car by yourself listening to music. I do that often. And so if you have a place at home, it's always best because, of course, it's stationary. But then again, if you're like me and I love to travel, I love to go. I'm a go body. I'll go anywhere. You go for a drive. I'll run up to the store for you just so I get to go. And with that said, I actually have a couple of items in my car where I've kind of created my own little sacred space. I have a little pyramid. I have a tree of life. I have some abalone because I love the ocean and I connect all the colors of abalone with the purples and the blues and the greens and the watery color. I mean, it's just all of who I am. And so I've created actually a little sacred space in my car. And so, but wherever that place is for you, please create yourself an altar, a power place, a place to call your, a place to take a moment. And as Ryan would say, I probably say it wrong, Esau, or a deep breath, a sigh, like DC said Ryan's grandfather does. Take that deep breath. It is all of those things are about the breath. So whatever type of work you do, work with your breath, whether it be in meditation, you just sitting in your sacred, being humble and just breathing evenly in and out. That's the message I have for you. That's what you're supposed to do right now, Nikki. I hope you called the show because you opened yourself up. You didn't ask a specific question. You opened yourself up to the messages they brought you. And all three of your readers tonight have brought you similar messages. And we look forward to you walking into the light and working with us as we work with you. Angel blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So you call us back and you let us know how the journey's going in a short time, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in tonight, Nikki. Angel blessings. All right. My next caller is from the 216 area code. 216,
hello?
Welcome to Angel Land. Hi, what's your name?
Hello. My name is Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. And you have
Thank
a question
you.
For us today.
Yeah, I just want to see what you can see coming up for me in the next couple of months, like some positive changes.
All right. Just we'll
career,
open that up to what changes.
Whatever you're picking up, how's that?
All right. Let's see what we've got. DC?
Thank you.
Yes, Sharon. Hello.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Hi. It's great to connect with you. I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm fine.
Well, you know what I'm getting? You better watch your focus. Don't focus on problems, Sharon. Focus on the solutions, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, I'm sort of feeling like you're sort of, like, stuck. I feel like I'm stuck. I can't move my feet. And you don't know which way to turn is what I'm getting. You know, should I go this way? Should I go that way? You know, what's really going to make me happy, okay? So that's what I'm being shown. And I'm getting that your emotions and fear are blocking you from really, you know, thinking logically.
Okay.
Are you a little bit emotionally drained, a little bit exhausted?
Yeah, I am.
Because I can feel it. I can hear it, you know, and you've got to watch. You've got to take, you know, the negativity and the emotions out of the situation, and then you're going to see things really slow down. If you get into that mindset, it's not going to serve you. So what you want to do is you want to think about something peaceful instead, and then you can come back to it. Okay, so I was waiting to see who the next caller was, and in spirit, I see a grandmother and a grandfather.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, do you feel their presence? Because they've been with you. I see them, you know, like they're, your grandmother just comes over and she gives you like this big, beautiful hug.
Okay.
Okay, and
yeah,
she wants you to, you know, to really keep your promises to yourself, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you connecting with your grandparents possibly maybe during your dream state?
I haven't, no. But I know that they were, I was close to them. But no, honest to God,
maybe just put the intention out there to really think about it and try to remember in case you are. Because I'm getting, you are connecting during your dream state. And your grandfather's quiet, but your grandmother's a talker. And she wants you to live your life, hon, okay?
Okay.
And she knows how difficult it can be at times, but just keep that attitude of gratitude and know that you're protected. And she just, like, she's giving you, like, that bear hug, you know, she's, you know, hugging you and stuff, saying, I'm here. And she wants you to live each day, you know, and have the happiness that you truly deserve. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm also seeing that, you know, this is a time, it can be a really positive time for you. If you face, you know, whatever that situation is, you got to hit it head on, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see yourself and the situation in a more positive way. And just accept whatever's going on and accept yourself, you know, as you are presently, is what I'm getting, Sharon.
I know. Take day at a time. Do you see any changes
coming
from me?
One day at a time. But you're sort of like, you know what, you're sort of like this beautiful high priestess, okay?
I would have to agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, so you know, you have this beautiful ability within. I'm getting the word prosperity around you. You're going to have the prosperity. And just know that everything that you need is going to be there, but you've got to honor that beautiful path ahead of you. You've got to listen to your heart, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
And when you think about lack, what are you bringing in? Nothing but more lack, correct?
Yes, you're right.
So the angels are with you, your guides are with you, and they're trying to, you know, to make sure that you're realizing, you know, what you're saying, what you're thinking, and they're trying to give you the guidance that you need, and you are going to have more prosperity in your life. Just, you know, listen to the words of your grandmother, listen to the words of the angels around you, honor your heart, you know, whatever it is that brings you joy, whatever you're passionate about, just follow that, and I see, like, success and a windfall possibly coming to you.
Okay.
Okay. So we are, of course, we're still in winter till the 20th. So right now, like, you're just supposed to reflect. This is the time to just, you know, relax a little bit and breathe, Sharon. I feel like you're like a shallow breather. You've got to breathe, okay?
Okay.
So don't rush around. You know, try to just take life a little bit easier, a little bit more simpler. And, you know, winter, think bears, like bears hibernate, okay? This is a time to just reflect. So rest, relax, do something that brings you, you know, joy. And you're going to see that your dreams are going to start to manifest.
Okay.
Okay, so you're doing what you're supposed to do, but just watch those beautiful thoughts that you're having. Make sure that they're mindful, they're, you know, and, of course, you know,
whatever the question, love is always the answer. And I see love all around you. It's coming, it's, you know, from all directions, Sharon. You're just embraced with love.
I know my family. It's not the family, it's the career. That's what I'm working on.
Right. And that is
and
that
my
manifest.
Friend,
that's
got good
you've got to change
too.
Your thoughts. You've got to change what you're thinking. Okay? And that's going to be the thing that really helps you. There's going to be opportunities all around you.
Okay.
And I'm getting not little opportunities, like bigger opportunities, beautiful business opportunities. And you may actually have to, you know, travel for business.
Okay.
Okay, so you are going to, you know, you're going to receive some kind of a message in regard to making those dreams that you have about, you know, your career and everything. They're going to become a reality. I'm hearing the word resolution. And I do feel like, you know, you're going to change jobs. You're going to have to travel, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to stay positive. That's going to be the key, you know, the key. Stay positive.
Okay.
And just keep affirming, you know, I succeed at everything I put my mind to, and you will. You truly will succeed, Sharon. Okay?
Thank you.
So if you stay in that positive mindset, there's going to be new beginnings, there's going to be major change, you're going to feel this amazing energy come upon you, and you're going to be able to get rid of the obstacles that have been driving you crazy, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, just try to look at your situation and try to see what no longer serves you. And this is a time also to let go of those limiting beliefs about everything, about yourself and about your situation, about everything, okay?
Okay.
I feel the energy. My hands are vibrating as I'm talking to you. I feel this beautiful energy. And I'm getting, you know, your grandmother is saying, we're here, we're helping her. So you are getting, you know, assistance from the other side. And I'm getting like a windfall of money, okay?
Okay.
Start journaling what you're feeling, okay? You're protected. You are in a process of healing. And this is going to be a beautiful time for you, hon. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you, DC, as usual. I call about once every 4 to 6 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, thank you. That was a beautiful message, and you're right, as usual. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. And Ryan, what do you have for Sharon?
The truth.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Sharon, how's it going?
Hi. I've never spoken with you before, but that's nice. I know.
Well, I was, truth be told, I was busy scanning her energy fields, and DC mentioned her hands were buzzing. My hands are ice cold. That's not a bad thing. It's just my little way of how I feel energies. I want
well,
you to understand.
Funny.
What's
my
that?
My hands are cold all the time. I wear gloves at work. My hands are always cold. When I'm at work in my office, I wear gloves. But that's just funny that you say that. But I get teased all the time. I'm probably the only one. They're always cold. Look, what are you going to say?
Well, My hands only get cold when I start channeling, because that's my spirit team's idiot signal to me that they're in my energy field, and they get ice cold, that's just the indicator to me. But when I was the first thing I want, I was jotting notes down. My hands can't write as fast as my mind can think. The first thing I felt was heartburn or indigestion, and I don't want you to get discouraged here. I'm just kind of writing this stuff down as I heard it through my spirit team. Heartburn, indigestion, is in regards to your career. You're not really doing what you want to do right now. And I got a metallic mouth, like you remember the old 007 James Bond movie with Jaws and metallic mouth, where that actor passed away at that moment some time ago. But the metallic mouth is like, ugh, that doesn't taste good. As you're holding yourself back, and I got sore muscles in my upper jaw, my neck area, and that's kind of associated with your fifth. Hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay,
yeah, we're all here.
I have official iPhone earbuds, but last week didn't work for me. So anyways, you should work, Sharon, on speaking your truth, which comes from your fifth chakra. And, and I wrote this down, and I don't mean to sound crass, but this is what I wrote down as I'm all running through my spirit team. You're working very hard, but you're underappreciated. You're working very hard, but you're underappreciated. And they want to encourage you to find your passion. You're a very hard worker, and you've got a heart of gold. But for some reason, there's some politics maybe in the organization that you're currently working with where they're like, yeah, you know, Sharon's a workhorse, but she may have looked at someone sideways or a certain way, but she's a very hard worker, but we're not going to promote her because of this or the other thing.
There's no promotion available at my job, so no, I know that for a fact. But go on. And they know I wouldn't even want it. They asked me a year ago. So that isn't even – I'm trying to get out of the company. That's the whole thing. But go on.
And maybe that's where the metallic mouth comes in, because there may be an association there where you're like, you guys can offer me X percentage raise or X $1,000 a year increase. I don't really want it because your heart's really not into it. So I would encourage you what they're telling me. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. What I would encourage you to do is to take an inventory of yourself, and not from the physical plane, but take an inventory of your skills from the emotional, mental, and spiritual planes, probably more so with the emotional and mental planes because of your education and background. And go with your passion, because when you love what you do, the clock spins before you know it. Your work day is over. You're like, where'd the time go? The other thing that I picked up, which blows my mind, I don't know what this has to do with anything. I'm just going to throw this out there. It may not resonate with you at all, but I got coldness in my knees from the physical plane. So goodness gracious, I have no idea what that's about, but I just wrote down coldness in my knees. I don't know if that's if you've got pain in your knees, a little bit of arthritis, or a little bit of a walking issue, but I got coldness in my knees, or maybe it was a fact, or maybe it was, hold on here. The lack of you genuflecting or bowing down to your superiors and giving them what they want. Maybe that's what that's about. I don't know. I just wrote
runner.
That down.
I'm a runner. I do running. I run. So, yes, my knees isn't bothering me.
So, yeah, I picked up on that. I just felt like, what the heck does that have to do with anything? So,
who knows?
I know. I picked it up because when you were talking, my knees got really cold. Thinking, what the heck's that about? That was my knees. I realized I was picking up on your energy field. And I guess the last thing I have is that I can't even read my own writing. I was writing so fast. Work on grounding and clearing your energies on a daily basis if you're not doing so already, because that's important for you. You can do smudging and DC and Eileen are very, very knowledgeable in this too. Just make sure that, because as you're an empath, you have to clear yourself every day and say, everything is right. Find that tall oak tree in your lawn. I don't know if you have trees in your backyard or your front yard or where you live, but make sure you give all of them negative energies out there to Gaia. As a matter of fact, I'll just be really quick here, 30 seconds left here. Go to Gaia.com TV. It's a wonderful program. Talks about a lot of stuff. At the end of the day, do ground and clear your energies. Grab yourself a black hematite stone, Epsom salt baths, all that kind of stuff. And, so I hope that resonates with you.
Thank you.
Well, I feel bad here because I gave you a bucket list of negative energies. I'm trying to give you some tips. Do you have any questions for me?
No. No, that was fine.
Are you
sure?
You
know, that was, Ryan, that was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that, I'll be quiet.
And you know why it's perfect, Ryan? Is because not every message that your guides and guardians want to give you is positive. Sometimes your guides and guardians want to say, hey, buck up, pay attention. You need to do this for yourself. So, you know, Ryan, don't doubt yourself. You do a phenomenal job. Thank you. You did a great job with Sharon's reading. So it is. So just didn't realize that. I will say that DC, I have to resonate with again. It's just going to be the rhythm of the night. I agree. You two are a high priestess. I got the same thing. As soon as she said it, I thought, oh, my God. But with that said, I'm going to involve that in the rest of what I have for you. And that is that things really have been kind of at a temporary standstill. I would assume because the question was about work, that this portion of your reading is about work. The things have been at a standstill. But it's just important for you to look at things from a little bit different perspective that will give you a better awakening of the situation and a little bit more about your own self. Some of these things that are happening to you are actually situations that involve past memories or past life memories. Something in maybe in that past life held you back, you were stagnant in a job or something like that, and this is what you're experiencing again. And so the breakaway point is that this could be your lesson, one of your lessons that you signed up to learn, that if you're in a situation and you're not happy with it, how to make positive changes so that you find yourself in the place that you do want to be that is better for your own path. And as I said and agreed with DC, that you are a high priestess, so you do have inner strengths and powers to actually make things move and make things happen. You have that knowledge within you to change the energy around you and make it happen. One of the things in order for you to do this, will be for you to balance out your emotions and balance out, you know, how you feel about things. As Ryan said, you know, taking that time to breathe, to do, you know, do the Esau. Or whatever mantra it is that is comfortable for you. That in itself will allow you to release a lot of harsh judgments that you've had surrounding this situation. It will also bring back your own personal strength, because at times we're unhappy because we don't feel that we have any ability to control, change, or make better the situation that we're in. By doing these things, that'll actually release some of those judgments and give you back some of that inner strength. Some of it's going to have to come through forgiveness and compassion, though, for it to follow through and come full circle, as I said, to become balanced. So you're looking for that balance in how you feel about things. And to do that and resonate your feelings, sometimes we have to think through that process. But most thought does start in a sacred place in your heart. It doesn't start in your brain. It is your heart that changes and sends a vibration, and your brain picks that up and then has that thought. So know that that energy does come from your heart. We must honor our heart. And you have the divine knowledge, as I said, as a high priestess, you have the divine knowledge to do that. But just know that you don't have to force things to happen. Everything will be occurring in perfect timing. Just as I said, bring yourself into that balance. As you balance your emotions, it's an easy does it. It's not a spoof. It's a flow. So it's learning to flow into this. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it was perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you, Ryan.
Sharon,
thank you, Steve.
Thank you. And thanks, Sharon, again for calling in. And hopefully
you,
we'll talk to you again in another month or 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
All right. That's perfect, though. We love that you called back. We're happy to share our readings with you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day. Oh, my, our electricity just went off. Oh, my gosh. Have a nice, I know we're in a bad snowstorm. Have a nice evening.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye, Sharon.
Bye.
All right. Now my next caller is from the 307 area code. Oh, yeah, 307.
Hello?
307. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Alyssa. I'm so happy I got through finally.
Ah, wonderful. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I just really, I guess, want to know about maybe love and work, or just really my whole life, if there's any messages coming through or anything that could help me.
All right. How about if we just ask what it is that they want you to know? How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect. We'll do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Of course. Right, CC, are you feeling anything? CC, are you there?
I'm getting that you're going to be very, very lucky in love, okay?
Woo! Okay. That's good.
Feel the excitement before you actually, you know, connect with this person. And put that intention out to the universe. Make that intention known to the universe. Make a list, you know, of everything that you want the person to have, the beautiful, beautiful qualities. And on the other side, the deal breakers that you don't want to have, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting, as far as love goes, you're going to be very, very blessed, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm getting this going to be an opportunity coming your way. It's going to be new. It's going to be exciting. Okay, and I'm getting that, you know, it's going to really be a new beginning for you, and it's going to be one that is filled with prosperity, okay?
Oh, good. I need a new beginning for sure.
Okay, so I have to ask you, I was wondering, like, who was coming in next. And I feel like someone had passed away. I see a boat. I see water. And someone maybe had drowned.
I know. I think it's probably my grandpa. He was a fisherman, and we always went boating, and that was his main activity. And
Go ahead.
He died. I was going to ask you about this too. He died of colon cancer, and I watched him. I was like the apple of his eye, you know. I went to work with him and everything, and I watched him die, and it scared me, and I'm still so scared since he's died. And I've been having these nightmares about him, and in my nightmares, he's dead, and he's trying to get me, like chasing me all around, and they're
scary.
Well,
you know what? That's your fear. Honey, he's fine. He's healthy. He's fine. Okay. So that's just, you know, something that you're holding on to, and it's not even, you know, that's not even happening. He is fine. He's with you. He's trying to guide you, and he wants you to really, you know, start moving forward with your life. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's with you. He's taking you by the hand. No, he's really trying to help you, hon. And he has some kind of fluid in the lungs. I don't feel like a heaviness in my chest. I feel like he had like a little bit of fluid or something in his lungs.
Yeah, he cancer spread throughout his body, and eventually moved to his head and his lungs and stuff.
Okay.
And he just
you're at peace. Just be at peace with everything that's going on. And just know that everything is working out in your favor, okay? The universe is conspiring with you. This is going to be amazing, okay? And even if you can't see it right now, your higher self knows what's best. So just try to listen to that beautiful little voice within, okay? You're going to find the peace that you need, and you're going to have the trust that is needed as well. You'll see will have guidance. So when you focus on having peace in your heart and then your mind, you're going to see how, like, everything manifests into your life, okay? There's some kind of negativity around you. You got to get away from the negativity. And at times it seems like, you know, you get in your own way. You've got to get out of your own way as well, okay?
But
just make sure that you take time to breathe, because you don't, at times you're very, you breathe very shallow, okay? Just sit there and take like three intentional, beautiful, deep breaths in through the nose and then out through the mouth very slowly. And after those three breaths, you're connected again with your consciousness. You're going to feel so much better. Okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to see, you know, like, you're not in that fight or flight mode, okay?
Yeah, I feel that.
Just go with the flow, okay? Don't fight
okay.
what's going on. Just go with the flow. And you're going to see how easily things come to you.
Oh,
you know,
good.
You might have to. And give it to God. Give it to that higher power. And we don't have the ability at times, you know, we don't have the ability to know. We don't have the ability to see from that higher perspective, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to give up the situation. You've got to have trust and just relax a little bit.
I know. I'm uptight. I'm always worried.
Yeah, you've got to let go, okay? And I'm getting Mother Mary is with you. And as well, you know, there's some kind of issues with you with love, worthiness, and self-esteem. So you really want to have those addressed before you meet special someone, okay?
Okay. Yeah, they're definitely.
Be gentle with yourself. Take some time. Connect with Mother Mary. She's going to help you to see yourself and everyone through the eyes of love. And then you're going to have that healing that needs to take place, okay?
Okay, good. I've been trying to
find it. Okay, so this is going
to
be a time of rebirth for you. And if, like I said, any issues, Mother Mary is going to help you to resolve them, hon, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn you over to Ryan and Eileen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Ryan, what do you have for Alyssa?
I'm sorry. Is this my phone broke up. Is this Allison or Elizabeth?
Alyssa. A-L-L-I-S-S-A. Alyssa.
Okay. Alyssa.
Yeah.
Your teeth are really clenched. You're really I'm going to go over the negative energies. I'm scanning your energy field. Not too bad. It's natural to have your teeth clenched over the loss of someone, but I'm going to say something I don't think I've said in a long time on the show. You are in the same club as I am with your mediumship abilities. You are a natural-born healer. You are a natural-born healer. My hands are so freaking, is that a word I can use on the radio? Ice cold right now. My sixth chakra is buzzing. You are in the same club as I am as a natural born healer. So
I know that.
What's that?
I know that. Like, I read spiritual books and I know that there's something, and you always knew that there was something. I just never, like, I'm always searching for it and I can't
you
find
are,
it. Like,
well,
I can't find my
ever,
purpose.
Let it ebb and flow. You are a natural-born healer. We're in the same club. What I would recommend that you do is just I've used this word three or four times tonight, USA. I'll just say it. Hey, just ask your angels and guides to step forward and help you. My hands are literally like I stuck them in the freezer because that's what happens to me. When I channel, my hands get super ice cold, or they get warm, moist, and damp when I channel, and it's instantaneous. And it's the idiot light that my spirit team gives me to say, "We're here with you right now." So when you learn to channel the spirit world, the higher dimensional frequencies, they give you those idiot lights, if you will. So
my hands are freezing too. I don't know if my hands are so cold too.
Mine are cold too at this moment in time, and I could be, and I know for a matter of fact I'm connected to you telepathically. I want you to take this opportunity to do a lot of meditation and ask your angels and guides to step forward. you may have a set of master healers on the other side. They're nudging you, kind of poking you and poking your pineal gland and saying, wake up. This is who you are. This is who you're meant to be. You are a light worker. Embrace it. Okay? And that's what I have for you. And you're going to sleep like a baby tonight. You're welcome. You're going to sleep like a baby tonight. And, yeah, that's how that works. So
you're great. You guys are all great. Thank you so much. All right, Ryan. Thank you so much. What I have for you is that because of your discontentment, you've actually been missing a lot of opportunities that you actually need to open your eyes up to. You've just kind of been ignoring them. There's been some fertility there where you could have had perfect timing, but, you know, if you don't do it, that door is going to close. But it is really time to make some positive changes right now because situations are going to start moving and you're not going to even realize it. It's either going to pass you by or you're going to move forward with it. So if you move forward and you jump on that, you can definitely have future on your side. But, you know, just know that it is time for you to start those projects or access some new ideas, you know, try to make some changes. I don't know what you're doing, but you have been making noise in the background the whole time. So I'm gonna continue the reading, but I am going to mute you so that your whatever you're doing in the background isn't interrupting our show. So anyway, right now, though, it really is time for you to take that leap of faith and put what you really desire into action. The wheels are turning for you to do that, but it is the door of opportunity. You must make sure that you do it while it is open because this is time for you to take care of that. I also have to concur with DC. When she was seeing Mother Mary coming in, I was seeing Mary Magdalene coming in, which is both is the that mother's love, that compassion, that pure compassion of energy and love coming through. You need to love yourself. You're not taking enough time. You're pondering on what was, what could have been, what energies aren't with you, maybe feeling the loss of your grandfather. But what I promise you is that without people passing away, there is no birth. Because life is a cycle, yin and yang, black and white, da-da-da. It doesn't mean you actually leave. Like I told a guest earlier that I saw that some of the energies they were holding was from a past life. Just because you move out of this particular body doesn't mean that your soul isn't still alive and it isn't still moving forward and it isn't still going to go sign another contract and come back and figure this all out again with a contract with different lessons because we each come in for certain lessons in our life each time we come through. Sometimes we learn them, sometimes we don't. When we sign a new contract and come in, if you didn't get the lessons you were supposed to do in the time before that or the time before that, those are piled on top of your new contract. So we do must learn our lesson. You know, we must try to do as much work on ourselves as we can to get through these lessons that we are expected to, that we signed up for. We signed up for them. It's not like they were given to us. We signed up for them. We agreed to them, and we signed a contract for them. So part of it is coming in and processing it. So with that mother's love, the first person you need to give it to, Alyssa, is yourself. You must love yourself purely and wholly. And that is really what you need to do right now. I know I've said it in the past. I think Ryan said it earlier. But do some work on telling yourself, I love you. In past weeks, I've told people, stand in front of the mirror, look yourself in the eyes and tell yourself, I love you. You're wonderful. You're a great person. You can do this. I am going to take the risk, and I am going to put my life into the desires of what I want to do because I know I'm powerful and I can do it. And those are the things I want you to help yourself with. No one can heal us. No one can tell us anything. We must do our own work and realize our own lessons and work through them. And that's the message I have for you. You are a powerful person. As Ryan said, you are a light worker. You have this energy. You can do this work. So step forward.
Yeah.
It's time for you. You're being called. You didn't call this show by random. You called this show because there is three people here that have given you love and want you to move forward on your beautiful journey.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Right. You're welcome, Alyssa. I know DC and Ryan gave you beautiful readings, and I just hope you really enjoyed them and take heed of them.
I did.
And make it for the betterment of your life. And call us again soon. We look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Thank you, guys, one more time. I really appreciate what you had to say, and it really resonated with me. So thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Very beautiful. Thank you. Talk to you again soon. All right, that was Alyssa. Now the next person I have is from the 708 area code. 708, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Uh-oh, 708 has been waiting for a long time too, but they're not there. Well, we'll have to come back. So my next caller then will be from the 256 area code. 256, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
This is Kimberly Ford. How are you?
Great. How are you, Kimberly?
I am better.
Awesome. Awesome. Better and better is always a good thing.
Yes.
Right. So do you have a question for us tonight? Or would you just like a general reading?
No.
What is it?
All right, cool. I'm dealing with some opposition at my job, and I've been quiet for the longest because I started out being vocal. This assistant principal came to me today and accused me of some things that I haven't done. And she basically said that I'm the reason why the PLC is or the team that I'm on is failing, so to speak.
All right.
And
Wait. Let me stop you. I don't like to know too much. If I know your whole story, then I can come back on and I can repeat your whole story back to you.
But if I don't know very much
and you've just set an intention of what you'd like to know, then your message can come through more cleanly and more purely. All right? So let's have DC start. We've got enough information. Let's move forward with that. All right? Sound good?
Yes.
Hi, Kimberly. It's DC. Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
Kimberly.
Hi.
Okay, I was hearing the words conflict and disruption and sort of like maybe deceit around you. So you just sort of got to step back, Kimberly. Do not get involved in all this crap, okay?
Uh-huh.
No matter what's going on, like with that situation, you've got to find that peace within yourself.
Okay.
Okay, just try to look at everything from a different perspective. And, you know, unemotionally unattached. Because the people around you, they're all into themselves, okay? And you could connect the spirit. You could connect all the wisdom that you have, you know, that will guide you, okay? So sort of become like an observer instead of participating in this situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you're going to, you know, no matter how bad it is, there's a lot of negativity in this situation. You're going to get through this, okay? And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be assistance, and I feel like it's spiritual assistance. I'm getting there's like an older, wise man. He was very, very wise. And he's sort of one of your, like your guardians, your angel. So he, did you have maybe a grandfather figure that walked with a cane? Because I'm seeing like a man, he's dressed very nicely and he's walking with a cane. And I feel like he's in spirit and he's watching over you. So just, I mean, hold on to that, Kimberly. Like I said, you do have spiritual assistance, okay? And as well, you've got, you know, you've got the angels all around you as well, hon, okay?
Okay.
And you have this beautiful light within you, and you that light shines so brightly, Kimberly, okay? And do not, you know, don't let that light be dimmed by fear of others, okay? Just keep honoring your heart, do what makes you happy, and things are going to turn out right. You are a beautiful light worker, and, you know, treat yourself with respect, and then you will, of course, you know, set an example for others to treat you the same way. Kimberly, are you still with us?
I am. I'm listening.
Okay. So, like I said, I have an older gentleman, and he passed a really old age, natural causes, old age. And like I said, to me it looks like maybe a grandfather figure, and he's watching over you. He's a very protective spirit, and he spends a lot of time just watching what's going on in your life. And he's also saying, do not become confrontational, okay?
Oh, no. No, I will not become confrontational. I had a discussion with her today, and I was just transparent, and then I let it go. No, I won't confront.
Okay. So if you meditate, or maybe while you're, you know, in your dream state, you're receiving messages from this gentleman, okay?
Okay.
But you are being watched over, hon, okay? And everything's going to turn out all right with the situation, and that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Ryan and Eileen, honey. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, DC. I appreciate that. And I am not positive where Ryan went because for some reason he dropped off. And I've been kind of looking for his number to come back and play in, but I haven't seen him come back in, so I don't know what happened. But what I'm seeing for you is that you are very discontent with the situation that's going on. But in that, you also need to open yourself up to the possibilities that can be. There's part of it is stretching your own wings and not underestimating what you can do or what the ability to can happen. Part of this is going to come because of your own creativity and really asserting the what you can into the situation. But don't be too frivolous because you've got to make a good business decision in the situation. And you also, so while you're doing that, make sure that there is people that are less fortunate in this picture, and you need to give great consideration to them. I don't know the details of the situation, and that's okay. I don't need to, but I'm just saying there's something I'm hearing less fortunate, and for you to be considerate about that their situation. Now, for you personally, I'm finding that you really are coming from a place of unconditional love, that you really have the passion and true love to make these things happen. In order to do that, you might have to be slightly bold and take a little risk and be a little bit daring. It doesn't mean to be offensive or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes people take our power or think that they can power over us. And it's just a matter of being in our own power and knowing that's coming from a pure place of love and consideration and, you know, like I said, consideration for all, as I suggested, those that are less fortunate in this situation. And know that with a little creativity and ingenuity, I have a feeling that you are going to be the one to come to the result, that you've actually seen a missed opportunity that you definitely can have, that you can take advantage of for a better resolve of the whole situation. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that makes sense.
Yes. If not, it will. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, is there, I'll ask a question now that I'm done with the reading. Is there people that are less fortunate in the situation that you're dealing with?
I don't know about less fortunate. I teach, so I'm there for the students. The people that are affecting me are the administrators, and they're, I don't like to judge, but my observation is they don't have a clue of what they're doing, and they target
right.
me. Yeah, because I've been doing this for a while, but they target me because I'm vocal.
Right. And so part of it is, so those less fortunate are those that can't fight for themselves would be those students, is what
right.
I see. And so,
yes.
you know,
okay.
part of it,
okay.
part of the school district's perspective, with that said, part of the school district's perspective is it has to be a good business, whether we realize it or not. Schools, when it comes to administration, are not about educating the student. They're about running a business. And so whatever the situation is, look at it from the perspective of it being a good business decision and also giving to the less fortunate, the students. And so find that fine balance in between that, and I think that will help you come to your resolve.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's just what they're giving me. I could be wrong personally, but that's what I'm getting out of this, is that that's where the resolve is going to be. The administration really is looking at this, that this is a business perspective. And they have to, because to them, that's, for them, their job is about dollars and cents and making everything balance.
Right. I agree.
So, all right. Okay, and I never did get Ryan back, so I do not have Ryan here to read for you. So that's
okay.
what we have for you tonight, Kimberly, and I am really thrilled that you called, and I hope that we talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you very much.
Uh-huh, good night. All right, now my next caller, let me look here. My next caller is, looks like a Skype caller from the 111111. Hi, are you there with us tonight? This is probably a Skype caller. Oh, I can hear the person in the background, but they don't realize I'm talking to them. Hi, did you call in from your computer? Well, they're not going to talk. They don't know we're here. All right. I will go to the next caller. And that next caller is going to be from the 613 area code. 613, welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking
to? Hi there. It's Jody calling. Hi.
Hi. Well, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Do you have a question tonight?
I don't really have a specific question. I guess just wondering if you have anything that comes up for me. I'm just wondering, actually, I guess, where if you see me going anywhere in the next little while, like changing, like a change in my life.
All right. Well, let's see if there's any changes coming up for you. We'll see what we have.
Okay.
All right. DC, do you have anything for Jody?
I do. Hello, Jody.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. I am getting, you know, I'm seeing that the little hearts are just like floating all around you. There's going to be a lot of happiness around you, okay? You're
nice.
Going to have this that you've been wanting. You're very intuitive. Trust what you're feeling, okay? And possibly, you know, you're going to be buying something. And you're going to be really happy with this kind of purchase, whatever it is. You're going to be really, really happy with it, okay?
Oh,
I'm saying
okay.
Presently, I'm sort of feeling like maybe like financially things aren't as, you know, as good as you'd like them to be.
Right.
But just remain optimistic, okay? And as we know, we're in March, so it's almost spring. Winter is actually turning to spring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with all this going on, it's sort of like the universe is saying, Jody, we're going to help you to stand on your own 2 feet, okay?
Okay.
What you have to do is not allow your feelings to interfere with what you're wanting, okay?
Okay.
So think sort of like outside of the box, Jody, is what I'm getting. Think outside of the box, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have all these beautiful ideas, and you're going to see that they just like flow out of you, but you've got to think outside the box. Okay.
Okay.
I see maybe a contract in front of you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting, you know, that you're going to have, you know, resolution of the money issues is what I'm getting.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I was wondering, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you guys having some fun? Because I feel like you're focused on work too much, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like the focus is, like, too much on work, you know? So you've got to make sure that you have, like, balance in every part of your life, every aspect, Jody, okay?
Okay.
That is really important. Okay, I felt a spirit around you, and it's a very strong spirit.
Hmm.
This person, for some reason I feel like it's a male. They were very artistic. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're with you is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And the spirit may have at one time had like an obsession or with some kind of activities is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay. So like would this be like the spirit would be like family or someone you think? Like somebody in my life?
I feel like it's family. Definitely I feel like it's family, and I just feel like it's a male energy. It could be female, but I just more like male energy, okay?
Okay, and sorry, they had obsession with what was
this person had obsession in life with something. I don't know if it was gambling, if it was alcohol, something, but he had an obsession of some sort. But I feel like, you know, he may have been very artistic, but he wants to help you to move forward in life.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he's there to help.
That would be my grandfather.
Okay. And he wants your life to be, you know, fulfilling and successful, Jody.
Oh, nice.
And to help you to move also, like, along on your spiritual path is what I'm getting, okay? So there may have been a little bit of karma, and the karma is being healed, okay? It's being resolved.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So if there's any other, you know, any other patterns that you're noticing, if they keep coming up more, you know, they usually come up again and again until we notice them.
Right.
The more that you're able to acknowledge the patterns, the more you're going to be able to heal them, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to have a solution for those old patterns, okay?
Oh, nice. Okay.
When someone says karma and stuff, usually people think, oh, God, like this is like negative energy. But don't see it as negative. Just choose to see it as a lesson for growth, okay?
Right, exactly.
It's a lesson for growth, and it's helping you to develop spiritually, okay?
Okay, awesome.
So this is a time of healing. It's a time of understanding. Stay where you are. Live in the present moment. And if you have to forgive anyone, you know, forgive any people in your life, either past or present, please forgive them, okay?
Okay.
But this is a time as well to resolve conflict, Jody, okay?
Okay.
We have the angel of play coming in because apparently you're not playing enough.
No, guilty.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen so she has a little bit of airtime with you, honey. Thank you for calling in, Jody.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, DC. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Light and love, honey.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, DC. What I have for you, I see that your family life is actually really, really rewarding. And it really meets all your emotional and material needs. So you know that you're in a trustworthy relationship, and you are very honored for being in that. Not only that, you are part of that relationship and that honor. And it brings you great joy, and it also brings you great honor. And I also respect you for that. But sometimes you are looking for something a little more meaningful. But this has more to do with your spiritual growth. and your emotional growth, not necessarily your relationship. It's more about you and you searching for something more meaningful. You know, it's like about your journey. Like we can be in a relationship and share those, you know, human feelings and those human activities here on earth. And we need those. They fulfill us here on earth as humans. But as a spiritual being, we transcend from lifetime to lifetime. And that's the part of you that's desiring more right now. And so what I'm seeing is you've actually had a lot more psychic insights and some events that have kind of been happening behind the scenes. And you need to release any fear behind that because it is time for you to open up. In the past, you have been actually a medicine woman. You have held very divine healing power within you. You are a channel for that healing power. And so please release the fears that are holding you back right now and allow your psychic insights to come through. It's time for that. Some of that is, you know, we repeat it over and over, spending time near bodies of water, out in nature, breathing. The breath work is a type of meditation. And that breath work is so resonant with everything around us. It allows us to give enough oxygen to not only our body, but also our spirit. And while doing that, allows us to connect to ourselves, slow us down enough that we can connect to ourselves. But you are very independent, and your independence is truly your foundation. It is your strength. It will be part of your success as that medicine woman. So allow this. I have to say, some nights seem to have a theme. And to me, tonight's was that many of you callers tonight that have come in really are light workers. And you're apprehensive of your skills and your abilities, but we all have them. And you are another person tonight that is meant to open up and really get moving on that spiritual journey. It is okay to have that family, close, trustworthy relationships. It doesn't mean that they are lesser, but it does mean that it's time for you to move along on your spiritual journey and grow a little bit further. And that's the message, Jody, that I have for you tonight.
Right. Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's something I've been working on for sure, and I'll keep going. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight. We appreciate it. We hope to hear from you soon.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're welcome. All right. All right. Well, that actually brings us towards the end of our show. We really don't have time to bring on anyone else. I apologize. There's a few people that called in very, very late. And a few people that I tried to pick up, but they didn't answer when I did. So I apologize for not being able to reach out to you and capture your call. But I want to say I love you. I'm sorry Ryan had to take off, but he does have a family and with small children in it, and they just may have needed him, and I do understand that. I'm not so sure Ryan will be joining us. He has some commitments that he has to keep. I'm positive he will be back with us again. I am honored to have worked with him. He really is a great reader. I can't imagine that he's only been doing this for a few number of years because he really is that good. And I was very honored to work with him, and I thank him for that. DC, I love you. I'm always honored to work with you. You are really the most giving and kind soul I know, and I appreciate your love and kindness in my life, and I'm honored to be your friend.
Oh, Eileen, I love and I honor you, and I just, you know, I cherish the time that we have together. It's amazing. We've been together for a few years now, and, you know, we two are growing, you know, with the company of each other helping. Your energy is helping me to grow, and I hope my energy is helping you as well to grow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Your devout love is just amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely, DC carries Mother Mary's energy throughout her whole being. And so just know that about her. And that's just the greatest goodness of compassion anybody could have. I love you, DC. Thank you for being
my
friend.
Oh, I love you, Eileen. Thank you.
And we love you all, listeners, and we are honored and thrilled that you come each week or, you know, every 6 weeks or so, which I love that listener says, oh, I pop in about every 6 weeks. That's pretty cool. And so we want to hear from you. We love you to come back, and we are honored that you have been here with us tonight. And thank you so much for being with us. And I love you, and I am honored to be here. Angel blessings. Good night.
Angel blessings, everyone.